Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Raise your hands wherever you are and say, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Know that you have a heavenly Father. And as we come to this wonderful day on Sunday, but we honor fathers, know above all that through Jesus Christ you have an awesome heavenly Father. And I want you by faith to get a big hug from Father God right now. Let him give you a big hug, a father hug. Know that through Jesus you are precious. You are part of his family. Give him a big hug and let him give you a big hug. And feel the love from the Heavenly Father. He loves you. Say, he really loves me. He proved it by sending his son, Jesus Christ. And I'm getting a big hug from the Heavenly Father. Lord, you are Abba Father. You're awesome. You are the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Thank you for your son. You are Creator God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who guides me, who is my counselor, guiding me daily when I need it, guiding me moment by moment, making wise decisions. Thank you, the Holy Spirit. You are a comforter. So I command any anxiety, any worry, any distress to be gone as I praise my Heavenly Father. I draw near to Father God. Thank you, Lord God. You are eternal Father. You are my eternal God. Heavenly Father, tonight I declare you are the Father of the fatherless. Oh, how great is your love. And pour that love into my heart, Lord. Into my heart and in my life, Lord. Hallelujah. You're holy. And I'm approaching you by faith. Through the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you for your conviction. Thank you for your correction. Thank you for your protection over me, over my life, over my family, over my children, over my grandchildren. Thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Thank you. You are Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are my peace. And I bow before you, Lord. I declare Jesus is my Lord. He is not only my Lord, he is the Lord of Lords. He is not only my King, he is King of Kings. And I worship him. And I give praise to him with my whole heart. And now give him a big clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor. Say, I have a heavenly Father. Glory to God. And you know what? That means you belong to the best family on earth. Say, I belong to the best family on earth. Hallelujah. That's his church. Glory. And it's all made possible through the blood of Jesus. So the devil can't attack it. He cannot adjust it. He cannot cancel anything that what Jesus did. It is done. It is done. You are accepted. You are favored through the blood of Jesus tonight. Accept his love. Praise God. Thank you, Michael and the team. Will you give them a big clap? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I bless all those. We have many nations watching us. Do you know that? And you saw some of them even last Sunday. We had a whole bunch from Germany, some from Ukraine and from Slovenia, I believe. But we have people who watch us and at either, I mean, sometime they watch the watch, and then they watch our Sunday morning service all over. So praise God. Part of our ministry then, realize, pray not only, I want you from now on to see the church that's spreading across the earth, even through this broadcast. We are being broadcast all across the world through the miracle of the internet. So I am just, God gave the internet, I believe, to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yeah, that the enemy will screw up everything, anything if he can. But we praise God for the redemptive nature that we can broadcast the word of God across the world. And so may the healing power of Jesus be released as many of the people who are suffering, who are their need of prayer answered, they're really counting on our prayers, on our intercessions here. And I get to hear from many of them. And we, even tonight, want to touch the hem of his garment on behalf of so many of these people who have needs. So I thank each of you for being here. And I bless you. May you get a miracle touch from the glory yourself, your family, and that God is up to something awesome. He is up to, I just sense his angels working on behalf of your family, on behalf of your provision. Even tonight, I feel that the Lord is moving. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is moving. So even though, just by his nature, the glory is always, we are being taken from glory to glory. So the glory is never static. It is always on the move. And so you just say, Lord, I want part of that. Thank you, Father. I am in the equation. And I praise God. Thank you for using me as a blessing. But I am being blessed as I'm blessing others. Glory to God. So I want, just for a moment, I want you to look at the scripture here in, I'm turning to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We're going to look at that for a moment and then release some of our, what I feel like part of what God wants to do. I so bless the word that Heather shared with us, and then Cindy. I really got, as Heather was sharing about Father's Day and Father, and all the, as she talked about fathers and talked about Michael Hoover, and I just talk about, and I just, there's so many fathers we have here. Now we are grateful for every father. And Father's Day, it's good that in America we have Father's Day and Mother's Day. And both, God tells us for us to honor both of them. Anyway, but there is something else also that God wants us to honor and recognize. And I want to put it in context this today. And I'll explain in a moment. It says, therefore I exhort, first of all, the apostle is giving us now apostolic instruction. And it says, I exhort, I encourage each of you, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, especially for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good. Say, this is good. This is good. And acceptable in this in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So God's desire, know that, the desire of the Lord God Almighty, for our Father God, is that all men everywhere be saved. Say that all mankind be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And what is the truth? That's the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's Jesus. So all men come to know Jesus and have a transformation and become active members of the family, God's family. And part of that, then, our assignment is that we are exhorted, instructed, that we continue. So part of our assignment, it's important that we supplicate God, prayer and intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men, and especially, and then he's being strategic, this is for kings or all those who are in authority, presidents, prime ministers, and all in authority, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. And because in the context of having a quiet and peaceable life, that then the gospel can be shared and proclaimed in that atmosphere where there is peace and quietness. So the gospel can be proclaimed so all men can be saved. So I wanted to put this scripture, in this very week, we had an example and a miracle in that, an example of this, and by the way, in the aspect of why we do what we do and why we exist in so many ways. But we had this week an assassination attempt against the first, we have the executive, and then the legislative, and then the judicial branch. So we are, our constitutional government, the United States, which is perhaps, it is the most powerful, wealthiest nation in the world, and considered really the most peaceable overall nation under law, that this, a very vital part of the government of the United States, that an assassin was attempting to take a big percent of the legislative branch of the United States that he had was potentially could have, but for an awesome miracle, could have executed from 20 to 22, exactly, I forget how many congressmen were there at that early morning baseball practice this week. And yet, how many of you saw the video of that event where someone happened to take a video of the shooting? And it will just, it'll raise every hair on your body. It's like you could hear the shot after shot. And this was not play. This is not a movie. This is a real assassin which seemed like a limitless supply of ammunition shooting at the different representatives of Congress. Basically, he had a hatred for the Republican branch of the government from the president on. And if he had anyone in anyone within that context inside, he would have shot anybody. And this was not a madman. We always, there's a madman. No, he was a terrorist and an assassin. And as you read some aspects of his communication, he was not crazy. He was quite like a semi-normal, but filled with demons of hate. So he was demonized. In this context, we can talk spiritual language, and you will understand. This was not a madman. Now, some madmen they are crazy, psychotic, and some would say madmen. With spiritual knowledge, you'll understand this man was demonized. He had been filled to such a degree with hatred, and it was all lies. But the father of lies had fed him. And then he was able to successfully shoot the House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, and four others were shot early in the morning this week. But God, praise God, say but God. Because he could have shot a percent of the Congress of the United States. Except there were two Capitol police that, in a sense, they had not thought of security, except Steve Scalise was there, and he is House Majority Whip, and I think the top four people in the House and in the Senate also get Capitol Police, just two were there. And they happened to be there. And praise God for David Bailey and Crystal Griner. Do you have their pictures? There she is. There they are. That's David Bailey and Crystal Griner. Give them a clap, will you? God bless you. We send blessings to them and our thankfulness. Yeah, and I think it was that lady, Crystal Griner, even though she was wounded, she got up, and it was from what they say, from what I read, it was her. She's a dead shot. Gentlemen, never make fun of ladies ever again about them and their shooting. Because she is the one, and I'm grateful also for David Bailey. He got a standing ovation as he came on the crutches, I think, what, last night, was it? Or the night before? When was it, the charity game took place with both the Democrat and Republican playing against each other. And he was the one who threw out the first ball, and he got an ovation. But one of the major things we want to pray tonight, first we want to thank God for the absolute miracle that none of these guys got killed. But House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is in major danger. And the way he was shot, they said first that he was shot in the hip, but the kind of shot that it went through the hip to his abdomen, and possibly it's his liver and kidney and other vital organs that were wounded. So he's bleeding. And tonight, one of our main prayers is that God's supernatural healing glory will touch Congressman Steve Scalise, that we will not let this stand, that we are going to release. Praise God for the doctors and the nurses who are doing what they can, and they have provided wonderful care for him, but there is still bleeding, internal bleeding, and we want to pray that it is that the Lord Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, will stretch forth his hand to heal Steve Scalise. He has a wife and two little children, and we will pray that no assassin can come anywhere near our government members, from the congressman, of course, from the president, the vice president, the cabinet of the United States, the Supreme Court, and all our senators and congressmen. That is part of our exhortation that we are to pray for all in authority. So I want to commend you guys and just want to put your existence, you here tonight, you are exercising the premier duty of Christians that a lot of people do not understand, and therefore the church is not as strong as it needs to be. But I thank God you are spiritual and you are patriots because you come, watch, and pray, and your praises and your worship and your prayers are putting a shield of protection that is really, really the truth in the realm of the Spirit. This is the reality. If that man, he may have been armed with a rifle, but he was demonized. It was demonic powers that wanted to create instability and chaos in our nation so America cannot be strong. If these kind of things start happening, we will become like less than a banana republic. And then, you know, we won't be able to help and proclaim the gospel to the nations or be able to prosper. So it is important that you see in context the absolute importance of our exercising our duty as Christians. The way the Bible describes you in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, but you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, chosen for God's purposes. So you are. Who are you then as a believer? I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus. But therefore, what does that make you? It makes you royalty. It makes you a priest. Therefore, a lot of people are just, they remain like little babies. And they go to and fro and they are never able to be brought up in the Word of God. Therefore, the apostle tells them, I no longer treat you like children, but you are mature. You have foundations laid in your life so you can grow, and therefore you will be sons and daughters, not little babies needing mama's milk from, you know, feeding from them. I mean, it's great. I mean, I was one. Mama would tell me, hey, I fed you as a baby. I said, yeah, mom. Thank you very much. Her way of talking. I remember that so clearly. But I grew up, thank God. Mostly. I mean, yes, we had to ask Pastor Bonnie, and she might have reservations about certain areas, maybe, but anyway. But we have reached a measure of maturity so that we can be useful in the Father's house and help bring in the harvest. So we are no longer immature. So often, as you grow up, then you are treated as mature. But sometimes you find people are babies. They've never been brought up. They're not. So one of the ways is that they cannot take adjustment. They cannot, if you're a baby, I want ice cream. She took my toy. Hopefully we grow up. That's why it's great to have Father's Day, Mother's Day. Thank God for mothers and fathers and spiritual fathers and mothers. Anyway, so we commend, therefore, this tonight, the courage of the police, especially these two. We intercede, especially for Steve Scalise, specifically, that the healing glory will touch. And it shows us the imperative not to take for granted that we, when we pray, Lord, we pray for the president and for the vice president. Just think of the chaos that the enemy would put if the president is hurt or taken out of action, or the vice president, or members of the cabinet that we become, or Supreme Court justice or something. So we have to put a shield of protection. The main way is through our taking our royal priestly duties for granted. And remember this, that it's 1 Peter 2 is the one. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And how are you holy, by the way? It's through the blood of Jesus, okay? I'm not a holy person. No. Blood of Jesus. That's why we take communion regularly. And we bring our junk up, say, Lord, if I need to forgive someone, that's weekly. On Friday night watching, we give an opportunity to cleanse ourselves, to bring any junk. But we stand because of the blood of Jesus. We are made righteous. Therefore, I am a part of the holy nation. And I am a royal priest. Say, I'm a royal priest. So what makes you royal? Royal is that Jesus has said, all authority has been given unto me. Therefore, go. So when you pray, you are able to pray with authority because you are royalty. You have a kingly and a queenly bearing. And when you can say, put that man in prison. He has done criminal things and da-da-da-da. And it will happen because the soldiers will carry out the command of the king or the queen. And in the same manner, you have authority before the heavenly authorities because you are a royal priest. Therefore, and in that context then, Jesus, it says, God's purpose in sending Jesus, one of his main purpose was to serve as an intercessor. You find, it says in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he, that is Jesus, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. So as Jesus is risen from the dead, guess what he's doing right now? He's making intercession. What do priests do? Priests, Jesus is the supreme high priest. What is he doing? He's making intercession for us. So we, as junior under him, but you are a royal priest. And our primary duty, therefore, is to be praisers, worshipers, prayer warriors, making intercession. So we are the ones who stand between God and man and say, Lord, hold forth, hold back your judgment. Lord, we declare mercy over these people. Rescue them, Lord. Protect this area. Protect Chicago, Lord, right now from gang violence. So however you are praying, you have authority as you pray. Therefore, praise God that in the watchman, the watch is here. And my prayer is, may you keep it strong because it is and may this, it is a model for many others around this nation and other nations, so they are able to make intercession in their nations over their cities, and we are making intercession. So we as intercessors are blessing America. We are putting a shield, a prayer shield, over our congressmen. We are putting a prayer shield over the executive branch, over the President Trump and Vice President Pence and his cabinet. We are putting a prayer shield over the court. Why? Therefore, me and my children, you and your children can lead quiet and peaceable lives so we can be able to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have already, people say, I don't know, what's my ministry? I tell you, your primary ministry is to be an intercessor, to be a royal priesthood. And you are a peculiar person, according to God. You are set aside for a sanctified, godly purpose, to give praises to Him. Therefore, when revival comes, one of the things you find is that Azusa Revival, you look at some of these, or the Cambridge Revival, it's an amazing thing in the 1700s, late 1700s. But the Cambridge Revival, or what was it, 1804, I forget now which are the revivals. That was one of my studies when I got into the Holy Ghost and all that. I love reading about some of those revivals and read about the Cambridge Revival. And I mean, people would stay in the glory. Azusa Revival, for example. They would start worshiping in the morning and they would stay around the glory, worshiping and being in the Word and praying for each other and praying for others and then reading some words some more and then praying. And I mean, they couldn't get enough of God day after day after day. Maybe they would take a bathroom break once in a while, and once in a while they would go eat. But I mean, this. Why? They were around the presence of God. Well, but it made them the happiest in the world. There was the reason. I mean, they were got addicted to the glory. It was so wonderful, so awesome. There's nothing like it. So therefore, us being around the presence, that you can't get enough of it. That's why the watch, we give a little bit extended time to worship, to be in the Word, to prophesy over each other, pray, because we want to be able to stay around the things of God a little more. I mean, some people say, okay, 1 hour is a little too much for me to be around spiritual things and all that. I want to go golfing or go shopping or whatever. And the thing is, if you are touched by the glory of God, then you become more like Jesus. And Jesus lives to make intercession for us. So that is one of our aims, is to just be around, worship and praise Him and thank Him, and then praise Him, pray and prophesy and stay around the glory. So, but in that then context, I want to say that in one of the things we are praying tonight is that the Lord, according to the prayers of the early saints, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. Now, Lord, behold their grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak the word of thy word, by stretching forth your hand to heal. And Lord, tonight we are praying, stretch forth your hand to heal Steve Scalise and the others who are wounded. Stretch forth your hand. And that right now you are doing signs and wonders in Steve Scalise's body, and the bleeding is stopping, Lord, in the name of your mighty, glorious Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And Exodus 15:26. What is God reveals himself? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Tonight we name the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth Steve Scalise. So whatever wounds he has suffered. And they said that that bullet shattered perhaps in 100 pieces. It was so it went like a missile and then blasted several organs. So know that that first description did not. He was almost near death by the time he reached the hospital. So it was much more serious than at first we realized. But we are asking tonight, Lord, mighty God, God of Abraham, Isaac, stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders may be done in the body of our your servant, Steve Scalise, to the glory of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord God, thank you. Oh, mighty Savior, you are an awesome God. You are, Lord, have mercy on Steve Scalise. Lord, remember his children, his wife, and Lord, do a miracle this day, Lord. It says in Exodus 23, 25, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water and will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And that's where the wounding is, right there in the middle. And we are praying that that bleeding, Jesus, the Lord, is touching the middle part of Steve Scalise's body. And he is healing those wounds in his liver, in his bladder, wherever it is in his stomach. And where the damage is, Lord, take sickness away. Let the bleeding stop. Hallelujah. It says in Psalm 6, verse 2, heal me, Lord, my bones are in agony. I pray that all the pain, God, you will take that pain away from the bones, the broken bones, that he will run and not be weary. He'll be able to walk and not faint. And Psalm 41, verse 3, the Lord will sustain us. He will restore us to health. Lord, restore Steve Scalise to health in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So these are some of the scriptures that I thought we would pray over him. And at the same time, as we are praying, we know I want to us to recognize that this is a spiritual battle. That thank God that there were Capitol Police, but it still there was almost no place to hide. By the way, one of the things that I so impressed me in the this weekend of Father's Day, that they had, one of the congressmen had brought his 10-year-old son there, and he was right there on the field while the shots were being fired. And he said there were, that early morning, that little boy had 24 fathers protecting him. They were all concerned about that little boy, and we're all ready to cover him. And that just so touched my heart. And I forget now who made that statement, he said, but that early morning, that little 10-year-old had 24 fathers. That their first concern was protecting that little boy. I said, that for me epitomizes the spirit of America. That we have, this nation has gone out there. If you know, I mean, just by the way, at the beginning, about 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, but we had the anniversary of the D-Day landings. And America basically put its body out there to protect Europe. And we gave our thousands of our sons to help free nations. So I America is, in its greatness, is, I just want you to know of all this devil slanders power. And this was, many of your fathers or grandfathers were there. And as I read that statement, it just brought this thing that this is a great nation and its roots. But there is a spirit loose, and politicians do not have much a place or authority to speak into it. It is believers, the Church of Jesus Christ, who can affect change, because it says, and this is the Word of God. Say the Word of God. Because in the end, this and many others like him, this assassin was filled with demons. And you can just read, and we don't want to go too much focus on his thing, except it says in the scriptures, then Ephesians 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto yourself the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So it is those who are authorized to stand against principalities, against powers. And basically, as you read the word, it is only those who have authority. And Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me. Therefore, go in his name. And we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, as unto the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. So it's the name of Jesus. Those who can. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and power. But guess what? They recognize the name of Jesus. And they bow. You can test it over. You know. They bow to the name of Jesus. They are terrified of the power of the blood of Jesus. Therefore, as we pray, we just major in the awesomeness of Jesus, in the exaltation of the name of Jesus, and then bind, when necessary, every power and principality. So, but this is, again, a lesson for us. And it's, if we need it. Now, you who are watchmen, praise God, all of you who are here and who come consider, may there be more who can wake up, arise, and shine, for your light has come. But there is a wake-up call again for the church. If this is a wake-up call for the whole church in this nation, saying, guys, you need to take your place. The church needs to take its place. Watchmen, take your place of intercession, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is a wrestling match. There is a wrestling match, but against powers and principalities. But guess what? You are the anointed royal priesthood. You are the royal ones. You have authority to speak, to praise, to thank, and make intercession in the heavenlies, and bind back the powers of darkness and release the awesomeness of God. So I want to just give you a fresh, if you need one, a vitamin B12 shot, saying you are the royal priesthood. And you are the one that you can say, because you have authority in the through the blood of Jesus, you can claim the promises of God, that which says Philippians 4:13, I, as a believer in Jesus Christ, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Tonight, I want to tell you, you are being anointed afresh to do all things. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I want to tell you, because the Lord is your Savior, you can also say Philippians 4:19, my God is supplying all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So it is for believers. Okay. My God supplies. If you've got a neighbor anywhere near, say, my God is supplied. All my needs according to his riches and glory. And I'm not afraid, because God does not give me a spirit of fear. He fills me with the Holy Ghost. It's a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Okay. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I shall fear nothing. And it says, 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Jesus Christ, and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Thanks be to God. See, thanks be to God, who always causes me to triumph. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All righty. So, my God supplies all my needs. Glory to God. Amen. Michael, let us take a vitamin B12 shot in praise. And then we will pray a little bit for our nation, for Steve Scalise specifically. But we released some scriptures even tonight. We energize that for him, that there will be a miracle. There's going to be a turnaround. And he is going to get tomorrow's report. And the report after that, he is getting better and better and better. And he will be fully restored. He will walk, and he will be able to function once again. And that this poison spirit in Washington, D.C., the demonic spirits of accusation and division and vile anger that's from the pits of hell, that God will turn it around. That the poisoners will themselves be poisoned. That we forgive them. But if they will not repent, to may God give us a miracle turnaround, that every accusation spirit that is continuously trying to divide us so we cannot be strong, it is a demonic attack. And so those spirit of accusation, and even today, I want to tell you where I shared that word today. You have no condemnation through the blood of Jesus. You are a holy nation. So where the enemy has been trying to condemn any of you, and you have been trying to denigrate yourself, I want to remove, as a servant of God, remove every vile accusation against you where you are accusing yourself or the enemy is accusing you. We plead the blood of Jesus over each of you tonight, that this, you are declared beautiful and healed and whole through the blood of Jesus. Every accusation, the Lord has covered any of my mistakes and my oopsies, whatever, anything. See, the enemy will use that in. Once you start, he will debilitate you as a soldier in the army of the Lord. And God wants you as a whole mighty warrior in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
For the blood of Jesus. Takes away all condemnation. I plead the blood.
I plead the blood.
Over myself. Over my mind. My heart, I plead the blood over my family, over my children, over my wife, over my husband, over all my relationships. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we stand and sing something?
Yeah, let's sing. Let's stand.
Hallelujah.
We're going to sing Let God Arise. And as we've been declaring about the blood, why don't you come down here to the front? Let's just create this atmosphere.
Amen.
Of praise and victory in this house together. All right, come on. Let's go.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.